Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joe Para talks with you, season three, coming to Adult Swim on November 7th, 2021. That is a very big day in Adult Swim lore. Thank you for coming on our show again.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to talk with you guys.
We're very excited. We're old people who love to watch comedy and cartoons still, and I'm glad that our generation embraces that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was fun. There was a lot of people, we screened the show in Marquette, where the show was set last weekend, and there was a lot of younger people there who said that they had been turned on to it by their parents, and I really got a kick out of that and thought it was cool.
Yeah, my wife and I had a baby in May on the 26th, and I'm 50. So
congrats.
Thank you. He's been watching, sitting in my lap while I rewatch Venture Brothers. So I want him to have an appreciation.
That's really funny. Expose him to it at a young age.
Yes. The monarch and whatnot. So what can we look forward to coming up in season three?
A large part of it is about sitting, but there's plenty of other stuff too. But that's kind of the big stuff. We got an episode this year I'm really excited about. We shot mostly with a drone camera, which sounds kind of outside of our show, but I think it'll be pretty nice and kind of a neat thing to watch. Let's see. Yeah, we got it's a winter season, and kind of all the characters are kind of going through the late winter, late Midwestern winter slog a little bit.
Was it difficult to shoot during the pandemic? I mean,
it wasn't super fun.
No.
I'm extremely grateful that we got to do it, but there was just, you know, more things to worry about than ever before. And we barely pull it off each time. So to add everything else on top, it was tricky, but I'm very proud of it, and I hope everybody who worked on it will be too, because it's exciting that at least it was very tough, but we got something good to show for it, and that doesn't always happen, so I'm proud of that.
I know a lot of people, you know, they praise the TV shows and everything that are coming out now that were shot last year. But I haven't heard a lot of people saying thank you to the actors and the crew who've been, you know, having to get tested every day and working and, you know, dealing with that thing. So thank you for doing it for us, because we're bored at home. We want to be entertained.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, at the beginning, I was wondering how necessary it was, considering I think personally there's enough TV and movies to last people for the rest of time. If there's never a TV show to be made again, that would be okay. But the crew really trusted us and really worked especially hard to pull it off. And everybody kind of had to, even the local people in Milwaukee where we shoot a lot of the show had to, you know, hang in on every single weekend during production, like they would have had to too, but everybody was extra cautious, and we truly appreciate that.
I was curious how you and Connor O'Malley started working together. He seems like his comedic sensibilities to me maybe seem like they're like anti Joe Para.
Yeah, Well, I think that's why it works. We got a lot in common in terms of what we are interested in, what we find funny. Like, I don't know, one of his favorite things is watching people open MREs, and he try different MREs on YouTube. And we're both from Buffalo, Chicago. And we started working when he kind of had moved to New York, had some time while he was dog walking, and I was unemployed for a moment, and I asked him if he wanted to get coffee and write, and he actually brought his own coffee in a thermos to the coffee shop, and I really thought that was great, and kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. We love him on I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, that show, that was one of the shows that I enjoyed watching a lot during the past year. The last season was great.
My only problem with it is that there aren't enough episodes, so I have to go back and watch it again and again and again.
I know. It's a bummer how fast it goes, because it's so fun that you're just like, I would watch another couple hours of this. But, for sure. But they shot during pandemic too, I think, so it was a tough one, and we should be grateful for every I Think You Should Leave we could get.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think
when people say that, oh, you know, new comedy is, there's no this or that, and some people say that, I have to tell them that there's plenty of it. You just have to find it, and or let it find you. And there's lots and lots of good comedy. There's
more than ever.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're looking for something that, you know, feels like it was made in the 80s, you're not going to find that. But you can still find stuff that makes you laugh. And your show, for instance, and I Think You Should Leave, and even a show like Ted Lasso, which kind of has a good effect on, I think, our society, because we've always had this anti-postmodern type humor, not always, but, you know, the last 15, 20 years, it feels like the more anti-humor you could be, the more successful you were. But your show and like the ones I mentioned really do stick out. And I think that they're going to have a lasting effect. I wondered how you felt on that. I mean, is it a conscious decision when you write and create the show that you're not going to go down that route of, I don't want to say negativity, but cynicism, irony, and stuff like that?
No, there's certain stuff I try and maintain a certain tone on the show. But yeah, it's just an extension of what I've been doing for the past decade in stand up, and I don't think too much about certain things, but what I do think is just like, am I presenting something that's new and different and will keep viewers on their toes and interested throughout the whole season, and now a whole third season? Like, we've made a point of making every episode different and feeling like it's they're not sure what they're going to expect. Like I said, we got the whole drone episode, and we're just always trying to do something a little bit different so that they don't know what to expect.
Speaking of your stand-up comedy, do you have any, I mean, you've already accomplished what a lot of comedians set out to do by getting their own show. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other comedic goals with your stand-up? Do you want to do like a national tour, do an hour-long special? Do you want to go on Cameo?
Okay. No, thank you to Cameo.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like I end up putting a lot of my ideas into the show over the past 5 years that we've been working with Adult Swim. And I did some late night stand-up sets, but I do think, you know, I've got a decade worth of stand-up material and ideas that I would love to compile into a special finally. It's just always been on the back burner, and also a tour as well. I was about to get back into stand-up after season two, and I didn't get a chance to dive back in the way that I wanted to.
And speaking of Adult Swim, have you had any trouble with the new owners? Are they giving you more freedom, less freedom than you had with the previous regime?
I luckily was able to work with a lot of the same people that we've been working with all along. So I know things might be a little different on their side, but for us, they really continued to let us pursue the ideas that we wanted to pursue. And it was creatively, they continued to be very supportive. And our one development person there, Cameron, has been extremely supportive, and all the notes they give are just, how could we make this function better? And we take them seriously because they only bring them up when something is not working.
I told my boss this morning that I was going to be speaking with you again, and he's from Buffalo, and so we started quoting your Bills stand up it was very appropriate at the time. Exactly. I mean, you know, hey, you figured they play 4 or 5 games for the fans, or to let the league know that they could win. And I'm butchering it, but what do you think of Josh and the boys this year?
It's very exciting. Like every year, I mean, as a Bills fan, I just understand I can't get my hopes up too soon. But I don't know, the argument for them going quite far in the playoffs again is there. It was nice when we beat the Chiefs, because like they were last year, it was even going into the AFC Championship, it was like, it's going to be a rough one. But having beat them in the regular season is, you know, there's, I guess it seems like the Tennessee Titans are going to be tough, and that might be our big thing. But I don't know. Looking at the schedule, it seems like we could do pretty well again.
Yes, yes. Just have to stay healthy, as they say. You know what, though? The Jets beat Tennessee, so I think if we face him again, we'll have a better chance to beat him.
I hope so. Yeah, if the Jets beat them, anybody can beat them.
What kind of milk does Joe Parra enjoy? Have you dabbled in the chocolate milk at all?
Yeah, of course I had chocolate milk. Yeah, it was good. Not lately. Maybe I should, but I tried most of the milks.
Strawberry Quick, almond milk. I don't, oat milk, I think. I like oat milk. It's one of the good ones, and very oatmeal tasting. Jeff, why did you bring up milk?
Nah, I just thought it'd be kind of a funny question to ask of the persona, you know, Joe Parra.
Okay.
We didn't see what kind of milk he bought on his grocery shopping trip.
That's true. Yeah, that wasn't on the list. But
do you have any TV show or movie or music or podcast recommendations you'd want to let people know about?
I think the big one that was, I think You Should Leave was a treat to watch this year. I don't know. One of the best films that I see.
Joe's got a new movie out. I heard it was very good. That's on Peacock.
Oh, yeah. Good timing. That's what I would recommend a lot of. She was teaching a bunch of senior citizens comedy class, and it ended up, they make it a special out of it after she ran the class for a while, and it was exciting. I don't know. I watched this one film, Bread Factory, parts 1 and 2 by Patrick Wayne, going into the season, and that was very motivating to see that. I got this book I read for the season called Now I Sit Me Down. It's kind of a light history of chairs. It's a pretty interesting one. It's one of those things you don't think about all the time, but you all sit all the time. So that was good.
I mostly bought my chairs at thrift shops or found them on the side of the road until I got married. And now, you know, they just come from like an expensive place. So,
yeah, you can't just drag any chair into your house anymore.
No,
it's shabby chic.
I literally had a love seat I found on 285 one time in Atlanta and brought home. You know, you clean it off and you throw a thing on it, and there you go.
Yeah. That's great.
Is the animated special canonical, or are only the regular episodes of Joe Parra Talks With You canonical?
Easy. I don't know. I think that I don't think of my work as a canon. But yeah, we try and keep things straight across the episodes of the seasons since the series started. And I don't think there's too much out there stuff in the Christmas special and the animation, but you might find inconsistencies there as part of, you know, our natural development process of the show. But
are you doing any more supersized episodes or double size episodes?
Like, yeah, the final episode of this season is a full half hour, and I'm very excited. It seems like for one episode each season, two get combined just because we have a bigger story to tell than 11 minutes. And yeah, I love the fact that we were able to do it on the final episode of the season, and I think it'll be really satisfying.
We're looking forward to it, and I want to let people know that you can watch all the previous seasons on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all on there right now, and then I think, yeah, they're thinking early on in the new year it'll be on the new season will be on HBO Max.
So, but I'll sit down with my son Gilbert and we'll watch the first two seasons prior to November 7th, which is when Joe Parra Talks With You season 3 debuts. Now, do they do the same like two in a row, like some of the animated shows, or is just one episode per week?
Two in a row again. And it's really nice because we've done that. This is the third season they've aired like that. And it allows us when we write and conceive the episode ideas, like to make one that's kind of upbeat and then one that's a little bit slower, and it kind of, you know, we pair them specifically together so they play in an interesting way as they air. So that's kind of like I think it's a cool thing as they air, and you won't kind of get that effect if you watch them on the streamer or something, but that night watching them live, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a lost, and it's not an art. Watching television isn't an art, but it's a lost thing of, okay, appointment, I'm going to be up at this time, and then only during the commercials am I going to go to the bathroom or get popcorn. So
yeah,
there's still shows that are fun to watch on a regular, like normal TV schedule type thing.
I agree. I think it's a cool thing. I've watched it so many times at this point, but I go to the bar in my neighborhood and they'll stay open late and let us watch them and watch them. Not that I like ads, but it has a feel that it's real when you watch it with the ads in between.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
and you're in a world where you're competing with people who do like 30 seconds and then get 8 million follows and become famous. And then you look on a story on Twitter or a news story someplace, like, I don't know who this person is, but that's what happened.
do you ever lurk around on Reddit?
Not too often.
There's a bunch of stuff on there that really I feel like would make great episodes of the show. Like people want to know if you had like a secondary freezer in your basement, what you would keep in there and how you would label things. That is just, that whole thing could be an episode.
Yeah. It's kind of tricky because, like, it's a tricky legal area taking episode ideas, you know.
Yeah,
anything
that I would do that.
No, unfortunately. But yeah, this has always been big since the whole stand up thing. I feel strongly about writing all my own stuff, and for the show, it's with the writers too, but yeah, not taking outside ideas.
I think we're one and done with the internet writing the movie, and that was Snakes on a Plane, and they tried it and it was sort of interesting, and then and they wrapped it up after that. That was the MySpace. Yeah, let's do it again, but you can only do it on MySpace. The only place. All right, so Joe Parra, Thank you very much, man. We love talking with you and always wish you the best of luck. It's a great show and you're a funny man. And it's Joe Parra Talks With You, Season 3, November 7th this year on Adult Swim. Joe, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.